with adoration, with our worship, with our praise, and with our honor. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before. I'm just thinking. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. Maybe there was one. Oh no. Okay, in Lokoja I had a crusade, but the midweek service was already preached and it was broadcast from the preaching. But standing live. I think, Makodi, you are very special. Well, I bring you greetings to the Glory Dome from Makodi. What you enjoy every week that appears very normal and very free. That is what people are screaming for here now. Continues like this, I may be going by rotation so that other places can also experience the physical manifestation. So we at the Glory Dome, let's work very hard. Well, I bring you greetings all the way from Dunamis Church is connected all over the world. All over the world. London, England is connected. Lusaka, Zambia. Everybody is connected right now. Makodi is functioning as a base for tonight. Hallelujah. When in the afternoon I said I'll be preaching from Makodi and other places will be connecting. One of our pastors said, let the Glory Dome to also experience what it means to connect. Hallelujah! Give the Lord the praise. But Glory Dome, don't be afraid, you hear? Don't be afraid. We did. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. I believe that something unusual will happen tonight. As we have not had a meeting such as this before, I believe that something will happen. Something unusual will happen tonight. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. And we have several, oh my God, people are standing right there. There are no seats outside anymore. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not sin. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight we see quickly the subject unraveling faith. Unraveling faith. Our objective pardon me, I have to remove the tie. It's not my fault. Let me cooperate with the weather. Praise the Lord. Our objective tonight is to understand the mystery of Bible faith. Understanding the mystery of Bible faith. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible said, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. For most people, faith is a mystery. A mystery that must be unraveled. Even scripture made it clear that faith is a mystery. Our objective in the study today is to dissolve that mystery of faith. Many people battle. When you say believe in God, have faith in God, say, I don't have faith. I don't know how to have faith. Tonight you will know how to have faith. I'm going to look at 7 to 8 definitions of faith and how to walk in faith. Number one, faith is giving substance to hope. Faith is giving substance to hope. Faith is substantiated, concretized, or activated hope. Is substantiated hope, is concretized hope, is activated hope. Wishing or expecting something is hope. When such wish or expectation is giving substance, it becomes faith. For example, I wish to get a job. I am expecting to get a job. Is hope. Someday I will get a job. God will help me to get a job. That is hope. When I step out to look for a job, in response to the word of God that says, whatsoever my hands find to do, I should do it with my heart. Which means there is something my hand must find. When I step out in response to the word to look for the job, that is faith. Faith desires, hope desires something. Faith deploys action. That is, when you refuse to stop with wishing, you refuse to stop with expecting, and you back it up with doing, you have moved from faith, from hope to faith. Number two, take your seat. It says the evidence of things not seen. Number two, faith is giving evidence. Let me put it the other way. Faith
Faith is giving visibility to the invisible. It's giving evidence to the invisible. It's turning what you cannot see yet into what you can see. Hello? It's giving visibility to the invisible. Evidence to the invisible. It is turning what you cannot yet see into what you can see. When God said to Abraham, I'll make you the father of nations, that was something Abraham could not see. When God said, come and look at the stars, that was something Abraham can see, could see. When God said, come and look at the sand of the seashore, that was something Abraham could see. Am I communicating? Faith is a function of pictures. Mental pictures, physical pictures. Your mind can capture it. Your mind can picture it. Then your hand can capture it. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. When Dodie Austin, the wife of John Austin, had metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver in the year of 1983, they gave her 6 weeks to live. Hallelujah. She went into the world and saw the scriptures that guaranteed her life. Then she put the pictures of her young, healthy person everywhere, on the fridge, on the doors, everywhere. And she looked at those pictures and said, that is me. This person in this picture is me. This one that is drying up and almost dying is not me. She looked at that picture, those pictures, and spoke until 6 weeks of 1983. It's now 40 years, and 6 weeks has not come because she turned what she was expecting that was still in the invisible realm into a visible picture. Am I communicating? When I was trusting God for multitudes to be saved, multitudes to be delivered, multitudes to attend church, multitudes to attend crusade, I put the pictures of multitudes everywhere. Rehabunki crusade pictures and so on. I saw the pictures from scripture. And with time, what was invisible, that was placed in the visible realm, became visible. I prophesy to somebody here today. Everything you've been trusting God for, in the realm of the invisible, they are about to be made visible today. Amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudness, amen. Take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here at all? Number three. Faith is the currency with which spiritual transactions are made. He said, through faith, the elders obtained, they purchased good report. They obtained, they purchased. Faith carries purchasing power. When you want to buy cloth, you carry money. When you want to buy grace, when you want to buy grace, to connect grace, you carry faith. Anything that the spirit realm can offer, it is with faith you buy it.
By it, the elders obtained, they purchased. What is the meaning of that practically to you? Faith is the agency with which good reports and results are purchased in the world of the spirit. This is the practicality. Faith causes you to know what to do in order for God to do what He should. Through faith, you know what to present so that God can deliver what you expect. Somebody say amen. Faith says, if you want to purchase the blessing in the world of the spirit, release service. You shall serve the Lord and He shall bless. In the journey of faith, you are on the lookout for what to carry, what to use, what to utilize, what to walk in order for heaven to effortlessly release what should be released to you without begging. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Lift your right and say, by my faith, I am about to make some purchases in the realm of the spirit. That is why when you run out of faith, you run out of results. You run out of the supernatural. Running out of faith is like running out of money. It's like running out of currency. A brutal master warrant officer testified the other day how he was made to go to the northeast where the terrorists and Boko Haram and all of that were operating. So one of the days, they just finished operating. He testified yesterday at a healing service. And they told him, be on your way. They just brought some people, some soldiers and others killed from Joshua. Said, be on your way and be going there. Said they moved and went. When he reached the place, night fell. They had to sleep somewhere. They fell asleep. He sent me a message and I said, he said, we are in a very dangerous terrain. We are moving to so and so place. He said, I sent him a reply and I said, go forth and return back in safety. He heard his testimony. So he lay down and slept. One of his boys came and said, oh, guy, you did sleep? You are sleeping here? What did he say to him? What did I go do? Then he carried the test, looked at it, and slept back. They reached on their way coming back. I don't know where he was coming from. It'd be like 8 hours to how many hours to my degree. Tire was deflating of their military. And those terrains are not places to change tire. He said, tire, you must carry me to my degree. You can't. Where the tire deflated reached was where it stopped. He drove it all the way like that, without further leakage of air, until he reached my degree. I was reminded of Jacko in the days of the healing revival, where his tire went flat somewhere and he commanded it and it grew back. Tire filled up back, inflated back. Journey continued. It reminded me on the spot while the man was testifying. For as long as you are in possession of faith, you don't run out of the supernatural. It is only when you run out of faith that you have run out of currency. That is where you have run out of results. That is where you have run out of manifestations. Are you here today? I speak to somebody here in the name of Jesus. Very, very soon, you shall begin to see very strange and unusual. in the realm of the spirit, you must be in possession of faith. Don't run out of faith so you don't run out of results. Hallelujah. What is faith? Number four, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. He said, is using the word to frame your world. Using the word of God to frame your world. What is the meaning of that? Faith is using the word of God to define the boundaries of your life. You know, a picture frame in which, I'm sure you can see it as I'm doing now. A picture frame. You define the boundaries of your life. True faith, you say, whatever is allowed by the word is allowed in my life. Whatever is not allowed by the word is not allowed in my life. Another way to say it is, you determine that the only limit your life will have is the limit that the word has allowed. If the word of God does not stop me, no devil can stop me. If the word of God has not limited me, no devil can limit me. If the word of God cannot resist me, no devil can resist me. Hallelujah. I was sharing something in the car today while we were going to Enugu to take a flight. And the people in the car were laughing. You know, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. The brother of a lion is a lion. So I am a lion. The Bible says, without our dogs, anyone who doesn't know God, including a witch, is a dog. Killers are dogs. So I told them, I said, every time you see a dog barking at a lion, two things are confirmed. Either the dog decreases, Chris dog, he ran mad. So he's not aware of what he's doing. He lost control of his mind. Or death is calling it. You know the way they used to say death is calling somebody in the village. When somebody sees someone who can waste him and is looking for his trouble, they say death is calling him. Am I communicating? These are the mentalities that you use to frame your world. You carry the word and use it to hedge the boundaries of your life. And because the word of God is limitless, your life becomes limitless. You are not using your family history to frame your life. You are not using the experience of your nation to frame your life. You are not using what is happening to every other person to frame your life. You are using the word to frame your life.
when my wife was pregnant for our first child, and she was attempting to vomit. I said, what is happening? She said, it is normal that people, women that are pregnant, they normally vomit. I brought the Bible and said, show me in the Bible. It is written, when thou art pregnant. She looked at me like, what a wicked man. How can you be telling me such a thing? But if I pitied her, at that time, we would have carried that luggage. Pregnancy 1, pregnancy 2, pregnancy 3. We would have carried that 4. We would have carried that luggage too. But we couldn't frame our life on superstition or what was happening in the world. We framed it with the word. Village you have come from. It's not determined by the father who gave birth to you. It's not determined by the country you have come from. How far you are going to go in life is determined by this world, dead world of God. And I tell you, in the name of Jesus, you are going to go very far. But the Lord has shouted the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. You can use the word to achieve anything. I wrote an exam in school and I misunderstood the question. Write the autopsy findings of a man dying of primary liver cell carcinoma. I used English to answer a medical pathology question. He said, a man dying. Autopsy means the person died and then you are trying to find the cause of death. But they say a man dying, autopsy finding of a man dying of primary liver cell cancer. If they have said the autopsy finding of a man who died of primary liver cell cancer, I would have provided the answer as I know. But they say a man dying. So I use English to answer them back. I said, the man has not died. Why should the autopsy be done? That mark was over 25. There is no way I could have passed the exam if I failed that one. Over 25. And when I came out, I realized, you see, medicine, when they say a man is dying, you know, medical people, they are different from the operation of faith. As far as they are concerned, the man is definitely dying. Nothing can bring him out of the death. When I went outside, I said, Lord, you know I know the answer. It is understand that I didn't understand the question. I asked, since the Bible says you have a pen, you wrote the Ten Commandments with your finger, and the Bible says that is the pen of a ready writer. Help me, Lord, to just help me. All I'm asking for is just help me put down the answer that you know I would write. One of the people who marked the scripts saw me coming in the hospital. He said, what a performance. What a performance. I was just watching. I was just nodding my head. Because only me and God knew. What a performance. God, you did so well. What, that answer was something else. I'm sure when I asked God to help me, God just, he just release over stuff. It's nothing that you cannot frame the word I made up my mind not to write any exam twice. Jesus went to the cross once. That was my mentality. Medical exam. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I prophesy to somebody here today. From this day forward, from this day forward, from this day forward, the word of God shall begin to frame your life, shall begin to hold your life, shall begin to define your life. It is not the word of men that shall define your life, the word of God shall define the limits of your life. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Help me shake the hands of five people and tell them congratulations. Something is changing in your life. Say true faith, we understand. The man of faith is the man who understands the word of God, the ways of God, how God does things, and the workings of God. So faith is not a struggle. I'll deal with this more extensively by Sunday. On the journey of faith, just proceed and understand the word, understand the ways, understand the workings. This is it. The deeper your understanding, the stronger your faith. The deeper your understanding of his word, the deeper your understanding of his ways, how he does things, and the deeper your understanding of his working, what he has done, what he can do, the stronger your faith. True faith and understanding. Men of faith are men of understanding. As we teach them so, there is something they know other than me. It's making them to walk in some level of rest. Peace and quiet. Calmness and serenity and equanimity. Why is this faith not shaking now? Why is he not rocking? He knows what others don't know. I prophesy upon you today. A deeper dimension of the understanding of the word of God, of the understanding of the ways of God, of the understanding of the workings of God, be released upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Number six. This will sound like number two, but it's different. Faith is using the invisible revelations of the world to produce the visible manifestations of God. The invisible revelations of the world to produce the visible manifestations of God. The Bible said, true faith will understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It appears convoluted, but it's very simple. What we see now, things that we see, came out of things we cannot see. And what are the things we cannot see? What God said. You don't see word. You don't see speech. You hear speech. God said, let there be light. Light, the light thing came out of the light word. So both the light that all things, they are substance. So when you are declaring from your mouth, you are releasing things. Things. The only thing is that you can't see it, but they are things. They are tangible, invisible tangibility. Invisible reality. The glory dome existed before it came into being. Words are things. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Whosoever shall say unto this man, whosoever shall say unto this man, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those words which he said, is that what he said? But shall believe that those words which he said, is that what he said? Not the word which he said, the thing. While your mouth is speaking, things are coming out. Look at the neighbor, say, what things are you saying? Stop saying ordinary words. Start speaking tangible things. So the things we can see have to come out of the things we cannot see. The things we cannot see are the words of light. Revelational light we take out of the word that we speak out. They are things that go forth to connect with their equivalent things in the physical. The word as a thing can create for you the physical things like an employment that will enter your hand as a letter. But before they can become physical things, they must come out as invisible things. That is faith. Whether at the place of prayer or at the place of declaration, you go into this book of God and locate the things and begin to release the things. Many of us will say it and stop. We say those things which he saith. He said it, he is saying it, he keeps saying it. Here. You will not die like your father. Those are things. You will fulfill your days. Where blood is wasted, your blood shall not be wasted. In the name that is above every name, you shall be the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. In the name of Jesus. I want somebody to say some things. I'm fulfilling my days. I am fruitful and multiplying. I am replenishing the earth. Thank you.
every system in my life is functioning to the perfection of creation. Everything about me is working.
Somebody say loud amen. If I stop here tonight, I will have preached. I was in a church of one of the sons of in this ministry. They were using a rented place. I said to him, why are you renting this place? Move out. I see you at the city center. Big church. By the major highway in the city. Go and get it. Last time I was preaching in that church, I think it's currently the biggest facility in that city, right by the road. He said by the time the prophecy was made, there was no road there yet. But the invisible thing created the visible. The authorities were forced to position the road that is major beside right there. The things you see can be manufactured by the things you speak. The things we see can be manufactured by the things we see. The things we see can be manufactured by the things we speak.
No wonder the Bible says, and God rested from his work. And you'll be wondering whether God carried block.
For 6 days he was speaking things. The talking of things is the real work.
Hey! Hey! If you are not talking correctly, you are not working. You may be working as a laborer, as a bank manager. If you are not talking scripture, you are not talking correctly. You are not working. Take your seat and let's round up. Congratulations, Makodi. What you are hearing today is coming very fresh, like everyone who knows us in this ministry. Very, very fresh. Faith! It's using the invisible revelations of the world to produce the visible manifestations of God. Number seven, I have two more and then we are through tonight. Faith is taking exceptional steps to arrive at extraordinary outcomes. Exceptional steps to arrive at extraordinary outcomes. True faith to act far above average. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 told us about how Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. He did far. What Abel did was exceptional. It was called faith. Exceptional steps to arrive at extraordinary outcomes. You are acting far above average. Far above normal, in order to get far above ordinary results. Everybody who do ordinary things get ordinary results. When you do exceptional things, you get extraordinary results. That's faith. Most times, what the Bible will want you to do does not make sense to other people.
It doesn't make sense to normal people. It makes you look as if you are crazy. At times, even your own mind will doubt you. Supposing you do it like this and you don't get the result, won't people laugh at you? Anybody who wants to laugh can laugh. They are entitled to their opinion. And I'm not trying to impress anybody. I have a destiny to fulfill. If I fail in life, the laughter will be more. Am I communicating? So you take extraordinary steps, exceptional steps. Like when we came to the city of Abuja for the first time, when I arrived, I pulled my shoes, planted my bare foot on the ground, and I was walking, crossing at Wuse's own foisary place, from the one side of the road to the other, like a madman. The medical doctor, shoe in hand, bag on the other hand, walking barefoot. Why? He told me, wheresoever the sole of my feet shall tread. He didn't say the shoes of my leg, so the sole of my foot has to touch the ground. I give it to you as a possession. I match that ground, walking like a madman. See where the madness led today. The first time I did that action, nobody knew me. The last time I went to the same spot, before our 25th anniversary, people gathered from everywhere. Pastor, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Before the glory dome, the Lord's garden property came, I called one of our property agents. After the Lord told me to remember what he showed me in the night about the belly, I said, go to the airport road. On your way to the airport, on your way to the airport, when you come to so-and-so place, so-and-so signboard, so-and-so position, look right. Our land is at that place. Go and look for it and bring it. I anointed him, gave him 7 days. Within 7 days, he returned. He said, I have found the place. That was very unusual. By the time they found the place, the price was not what you are to hear. If you hear the price, you will forget the vision. Am I communicating? You forget the vision. If I tell you the price now, it will shock you. But the most important thing is, this is what God showed me. And if he gave the vision, he will command the provision. I am not making any plan because of what is in my pocket. I am making the plan because of what is in his pocket. His pocket is very deep. Long story made short, we are there today. To the shame of the devil, to the shock of hell. How did this happen? How? Where did they get this kind of place? How did they get? What happened? Exceptional, except. By the time the foundation was laid, some people came and said, what is this that they are building here? What kind of mind is this? And you expect people to come here? I wasn't aware. I was not aware. Exceptional steps. May God cause your mind to be large enough to see the scripture that will cause you to take the steps that are unusual. You believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the amen at the top of your voice.
When the woman with the issue of blood did an exceptional thing, I didn't hear in the Bible of anybody who said, let me do that. She was bleeding. If I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. The moment she touched, issue of blood dried up. Blind Bartimaeus screamed exceptionally, and the result came. If you mind the reaction, you never take action. Human reactions, demonic reactions, reactions from envious people, from bitter people, from those who claim they know more than you. You never take action. You never take action. If the blind Bartimaeus would have listened to those who shut him down, he would have remained blind and died blind. When they said, shut up, he shouted them all. That's what to do to the devil. When you are doing the right thing and they say, what are you doing? Multiply it. Finally, faith is knowing God enough to take him serious. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 is to know God enough to take him serious. Why we didn't take him serious? Because we haven't known him enough. There is none of these children here that I'll say, I'll give you this tomorrow, that he'll say, Daddy has come again. None. Because Daddy, amen, Daddy will do for you what he didn't promise to do. He did it without promising it. How much more what he promised? Why is that so? Because they know Daddy. If you will know God like you know Daddy, and whoever Daddy represents in your life, like you know your wife, like you know your husband, and you are able to take him serious, you won't struggle for faith. To know him is to trust him. We suspect people we don't know. Even when somebody you don't know gives you a promise, you suspect it. So he has a motive. There is something in his mind. Faith is knowing God enough to take him serious, to believe him. Knowing that, knowing what he can do. My father used to tell us, he said, if someone told you, your father said this or did this, you should be able to know what I can say and what I cannot say, what I can do and what I cannot. You should be, without coming to ask. Lord, I want to have faith. The answer is, come and know me. That was why Paul the Apostle said that I may know him. Because if I know him, I will know power. That I may know him and then the power. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I will dwell more in this realm as we step into Sunday. And wherever you are, the messages will be the same. But I welcome you to this sweet, effortless level of faith. Stand up on your feet for the shout of praise. The shout of praise, the shout of praise, the shout of praise, the shout of praise, the shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord.
Where is he going to? Is he trying to operate in faith? To carry out an exceptional action. Calm down, young man. It's not like that. Calm down, calm down, calm down. Hurry slowly. Calm down. Just calm down first. Explain yourself and calm down, okay? People who are in London now are receiving the miracle. How much more are you here? So you don't need to struggle to meet me in person.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are and just go on ahead and give the Lord the praise and honor him again tonight. Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. In Abuja, glory to God. Something is happening to you. In Jaws, in Lagos, in Kaduna, everywhere we are, something is happening. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Lift your hands, lift your voice.
Christ's name. Thank you. name of prayer, Father Jesus.
I say, Father,
I come before you.
Help me to know you.
Help me to know you.
Enough
to take you serious.
Help me, Lord,
to know you enough
to take you serious
with my life.
Help me, Lord,
to know you enough
to know you enough to take you serious.
Of God shall be seen. The agenda of evil
in this nation is arrested. The agenda of bloodshed in this state is arrested. We make demands on celestial involvement. We make demands on angelic paratroopers into this state to defend this land against the onslaught of wickedness. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Satan, I stand here by spiritual authority and jurisdiction. Mandate and mantle that is apostolic and prophetic. And I say to you, thus far you have gone in this nation, in this state, and no far shall thou go. Your proud ways are rebuked. Proceed no further in the name of Jesus. The sword of those who take sword in this nation, in this state, in the communities shall turn against one another. Fighters from heaven shall take hold of the land in the name of Jesus. And from this moment forward, for your life, I prophesy a new beginning, fresh health, and fresh growth. Lift up your hands and receive a new dimension of the spirit of faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He was speaking to Timothy. He said, that faith which is in your grandmother Louise, that transferred, verse 5 to 6, into your mother Eunice, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was first in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice too. The faith left grandmother to mother and went to son. Faith is a spirit that is transferable by impartation. And you are going to ask, Father, I need an impartation. I need an impartation. The kind of thing that we see in this ministry, there is a faith at work. I need an impartation, a deposit of faith that will clear mountains ahead of my life. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the impartation of the spirit of faith that is on my spiritual lineage. I receive it. I receive it. That spirit of faith. That spirit of faith in the life of Archbishop Idahesum. In the life of Bishop David Oyedepo, I receive this flow of the spirit of faith in my pastor. The flow of the spirit of faith in this house, in this commission, an impartation of the flow of the spirit of faith. Lift your hands to see results that are drafted. Mr. Pastor, are you ready? When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and put your hand on your head. At this same time, healing should take place. Deliverance should take place. Love will be broken. Liberty will be renewed. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2. When I say 3, you scream, I receive and put your hand on your head. Blast in tongues at the top of the verse. Again, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you for what happened here tonight. Thank you for life. Lift your hands up. Something happened. We might not be able to take testimonies tonight. But I know things happened already. Maybe we'll take one or two. But before we do that, lift your hands up. You are here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. And you say, Pastor, I've heard the word. But my faith is knowing God. And I don't know God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Everywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. Louder. I am a sinner. In need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.